In a fast-paced world filled with so much information, mostly opinionated ones, mastering productivity is key. It is highly effective that you master productivity for your own benefit, you know. So what is the first stage of productivity? I think the first stage has to be time management. You have to like be intentional about your time and how you spend your time. You know, sometimes people think that being busy the whole day means that being productive, and I don't think that's the case. Time management involves taking breaks. It involves like resting, setting out time for you to like relax so that you can supercharge and become highly effective. So we should probably define productivity before we like begin the main discussion, right? So for individuals, productivity mainly like involves ability to like complete tasks in less time while maintaining high quality. So this shows you that being busy the whole day is totally far from being productive. Do you get what I mean? So on this episode, we will be discussing a whole new factor, like the few factors that highly influence our productivity. As I mentioned earlier, time management is the first factor, and it is highly effective in enhancing productivity. So prioritizing tasks, setting deadlines, and also allocating time appropriately helps individuals and teams to stay on track. So we need to have all of this set when we're running our little businesses. Very effective for our productivity. So the next factor I'm going to be discussing is organization, right? A well-organized work environment contributes to productivity. It really does. Like systems for arranging tasks, documents, tools, and all those things that we need to like streamline workflow. This helps us to reduce like wasted time searching for like information or like resources. And then this like totally leads me to something that's totally helping us, which is technology and tools. Fortunately, we are in an era where things are highly automated and easy. So we should like just use those tools, right? Like just like the technology makes it easy, so we can just make use of them to enhance our productivity, like Asana, Trello, Jira, which can also help organize tasks and set deadlines to streamline workflow. And this helps to facilitate collaborations within the teams and your business. There are also task automations and management tools like To-Do List, Wunderlist, and these can help you like set reminders and manage your list, your day-to-day activities. Trust me, so you guys might want to use these things. There are so many other AI tools out there that can help you stay productive, guys. So you can just search and look for whichever one works for you and just make sure you use them. That's what matters, you know. Another important aspect to consider when working towards productivity is eliminating distractions. We like underestimate that. You need to eliminate everything that distracts you. We can all like be slaves to distractions, and no matter your discipline or your willpower, if you don't work towards eliminating them, you are like just wasting your time. According to Atomic Habits by James Clear, I think a breakdown of how distractions affect our habits formation is when like they are still present in our immediate environment, like we can see them. This happens in four stages, like beginning with like the cue stage, then the craving stage, and a response stage, and finally that reward. So you do not want to have all those things. Let's get practical now. So maybe I have a distraction of watching movies on my laptop for like hours and hours and hours. I just have my lap and I don't even move, you know. Like this, it's affecting my productivity without me even knowing. You know, the requirement will be for me to like take that laptop out of my workspace and for me to not get distracted. You know, if you don't do that, seeing that laptop is going to be the cue. Followed by the second stage, which is craving. I really need to get that laptop. Then gonna be probably you're going to be thinking, oh my God, I need to put it on so that I can charge it so that I can watch the series for a longer time. I need to watch Vikings or whatever that thing you're entertained by, you know. So watching it is going to take you off your productivity time. I'm not saying you shouldn't watch it. You just have to plan properly. So The response now comes in by taking the laptop, and I get that reward by entertaining and satisfying myself watching the series throughout the whole day. So that's how easy not eliminating distraction can put you in a loop, and like you have like failed cycles of productivity. You're not even able to achieve anything. So the last factor of productivity I like to discuss is even one very productive people fail to follow, which is feedback and continuous assessment. You know, it is very possible to be productive and you still lack those little aspects. You know, you don't get feedback, and this will leave you like frustrated in the long term. So what feedback really does is it gives you a chance to know when you need to make changes to your routine, how you need to adjust, and growth really comes in with a lot of changes, and that includes your productivity cycle. So when you're growing, things, you know, become harder. You tend to like have to find balance. So neglecting this aspect does a lot more damage than you think, because it leaves you in a loop where you're soon bored of your productivity, and a whole lot of things that you do are not enjoyable. So it begins to seem like being productive is not working, and you're not like serious, and then you get stuck in that same cycle over and over again, because you're like putting the wrong things in your presence, you're focusing on the wrong things. So choosing the right approach to managing your time and goals is what is going to set you apart, and what is going to give you the discipline that is required, you know. So it's also important to note that you can never stop learning. Even when it comes to productivity, we are all learning. I'm still learning as I'm here sitting down and talking to you. From what I learned, that I was able to deliver this. I'm still learning, because productivity is learned through like different experiences, and it's unique to everyone's interest and personality. So we can't force what you know on someone. It's gonna take a while. It's gonna, when they're ready. So as a mom, I have learned something, and I've learned to be more deliberate about my productivity, because I'm not like responsible for myself alone. I'm responsible for another human being, and it involves me like setting out time and making sure that my routine is up to par, and giving my younger one the attention that he needs. So we need to prioritize the things that are most important to us. We need to set those goals right and structure out all the things that we need done, so that we'll be able to, you know, slay our productivity. Like I said, you need to be mindful of your time, your energy, the type of people you're around, and that's really going to help. So I really hoped you guys picked one or two things about slaying productivity on this journey, guys. Once again, I'm your host, Amina Sine, and I'd love for you to share and grow more with me. So do not forget to like, do not forget to subscribe, to share and turn on your notification buttons. And also for the people listening on the podcast, don't forget to click on the link below so you can watch the videos on YouTube. So maybe you can just get to know what I look like, in case you're wondering. Yes, guys. So I really love you guys, and I really enjoyed this episode. Have a great day, guys. Bye.